up to, I believe we're up to pay Dalet Amud Aleph. That the rush, we had a rush, but we're not learning the rush, so we're going to start the Gemara Yochel and it's Malek Chikhopeya. But like Tani b'Maiserani, the Mishnah doesn't mention she can take Maiserani. A Tani b'Braisa, Maiserani. But the Braisa says Maiserani, right? So the question is, there's a contradiction between Mishnah and Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, like Kasha, or Rabbi Yezer, or Rabbanon. It's going, one is going like Rabbi Yezer, and one is going like Rabbanon, the Tanan. The way we learned explains it. So at this point in the Gemara understands that Eliezer holds that if you don't separate Maiserani, there's no Isser Tevel. You can get away in a regular case, not Tamai, in Vadai Tevel. There's a mitzvah to give Maiserani, but to separate Maiserani and give it to the poor. But it's not a chiyuv that if you don't do it, it's Tevel. Because unlike Maaser Rishon, which has Trumas Maaser and has Kedusha to it, and Maaser Sheni, which has to go to Yerushalayim, and Truma, which has Kedusha to it, Maaser Ani is regular money. It just has to be given to the poor. The Torah wants you to give Tzedakah. The Torah wants you to give Lekach Shechempeya. The Torah wants you to give Maaser Ani. But it doesn't make it Tevel. Therefore, by Tamai, when monetary things, we say, Amaitim Chaver Olav Haraya. Because if it's a monetary case, we say, Misafik, you don't have to give. So Mamela, you don't have to bother with Maiserani of Tamai. Because it is Tevel, and you have to separate it, but you don't have to actually separate it, because again, once it's Maiserani, then you can not give it to the poor, because I'm Maiserani of Tamai, because Tamai is a suffix. Vein Tzarech Lahafresh, my love, Laman Damar, Sveikai, what does the Bach say? Laman Damar Sveikai, same thing, Laman Damar Sveikai Tevel. The one that says it is Tevel, Sava Islay Tevel Sana. Once the Torah made it Tevel, so then the halacha of an asata, there's a b'chiyav of giving, right, applies, and therefore there is a Tevel Sana, meaning that means the owner has a right in the Maiserani because he can designate, and it's a Maiser, and the right of designation is a monetary ownership. She can't take it because the owner has a monetary, she's taking from his money. That it's not Tevel. Therefore, it's like Lekach Shechempeya. You have no right of designation. Just leave it to the Aniyim. The Aniyim come and take it. That's all. The Chol Shein is taking the Tevel. Leslie Tevel Sanu. B'shar Leila Sanu yet. And anything that has no Tevel, there's leave it there. It's like Lekach Shechempeya. There's no monetary ownership. And again, I spoke out to Pshat. This is the Karenaira and others. Nebshada is, she only bans herself from pleasure of money from other people. Favors is not a problem. It's only if he has a monetary right. He doesn't have a monetary right because the tyrant never made a mitzvah of an asata. Therefore, according to the Mandamera, it says it's not Tevel. Therefore, it's like a Chikrapeya. Yes, he might be doing her a favor by giving it to her, but favors are not usher. It's only usher to take something that belongs to him. He doesn't have any ownership in the Maiserani, like he has no ownership in Lekach Shechempeya.
But the whole Gemara here is talking about Sveiko, right?
Again, it's based on Vadai. The reason you don't have to separate it by Sveiko is because by Vadai ain't the Tevel. And the reason you would have to separate it by Sveiko is because it's a Suffolk Tevel, and a Suffolk Tevel is a Suffolk Isser.
Bring the Vadai.
So that's the Gemara in the Dharam's question. I'm sorry, the Gemara in, where is this Gemara? In Makkos. The Gemara in Makkos is question. And therefore the Gemara says that's not a shot. Here the Gemara skips the question and just says Abai says a different shot. The Gemara in Makkos says it's an impossible thing because why argue about something? Why don't you argue about Vadai?
Whereas that,
in Makkos, Masechtas Makkos,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, what's the answer to
you? It backs off of this shot because of that. Says that can't be shot in Makkos or Blas and Rabbanah. Because if that were the Machloikas, they would be arguing about Vadai.
So they agree in Vadai?
That means they agree this time. Well, like Abaya is going to say in a second. Amar Abaya. Now, here the Gemara doesn't slug it up. The Gemara just says, you can learn a different shot. In Makkos, the Gemara slugs it up. And you're Mechavim to the Gemara's question. It's great, Gemaldi. It's bigger than being Mechavim to Nachman's question. Amar Abaya. The Kul Amar Sveika Tevel. No, it is Tevel. Rabbi Yezer Abonah Bahakim Iflikim. And this is only a machlokes in Demai. Rabbi Yezer Sava Le Nechshul Damar Etz Maaserani. Rabbi Eliezer holds that aniyim don't take maaser on they separate it. Doesn't cost them anything because they view themselves as potential aniyim. Or according to some rishonim, they actually go through the process of being mafkrit and then take it. Given the lumafkrit chasav aviyani b'shakulai, since he could be mafkrit, leslip seida. So he says, I might as well separate. It's not going to cost me anything. They're all worried about money. People wouldn't do that. So that's the way Abaye learns the machlokes, and therefore has nothing to do with Taivas Hana, nothing to do with whether a lady can take it or not. So we're still left with a contradiction. One, the Mishnah said she can take Lekha Chichon Peya, doesn't mention Maiserani, and over there it does mention Maiserani.
So this second shot doesn't
answer our Gemara. It's Pshat and the Machlokes or Blas and Rabbanon. Wonderful. We like to know Pshat and the Blas and Rabbanon. But it has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Rabbi Amar, the answer to our Mishnah is, Kamba Maisoni Amitzchalik B'tech Abayas, Tuchsibbe Nesina. Seems like this. In the summer, when they gathered it, they left Maisoni in the field. It says, V'nachta B'sharecha. And in the winter, they didn't leave it out in the field. They brought it into the house. And there, the owner gave it. So she's not allowed to take it from the owner because once he brings it in, he has a monetary right in it. But before that, he didn't have a monetary right because the Torah said, leave it out there. He gives it. He has a right. He has no right. He just leaves it there and they take it like a chicken peya. The fact that they can take it means they're not taking anything monetary from him. You can't give it to these. Again, their only usher to have is money. If it's not money, it's just a favor, they can take it. Alma, Tavis Hanoi is Mammon.
That's the
contradiction. And this is a possible answer. That there's a machloekus tanoim, but the Taivas Hanoah is mammon, and Taivas Hanoah is not mammon, and therefore the Mishnah is going half like one Tana and half like the other Tana. It is a possible answer because it's one of the possible pshatim in Rebbe and Rebbe Yitzchak Rebbe Yehuda.
Are we not bothered by the fact that the same Mishnah says without mentioning
it? It doesn't seem like the Gemara is bothered with it. At the time, a guy of Tivla Shachaber, right? Somebody steals several, but Akhli needs it. Mishalmoid may Tivlay pay the whole thing. Divir Rabbi Yitzi. Divir Rabbi. You really made a Mishalmoid may Chulin Shabbat doesn't have to pay for my Tumas and Maestras. My law, Balkan Mifligi. The Rabbi Sabbat type is Hanra Mammon. He has a right even in the Tumas and Maestras, a monetary ownership. Rabbi Yitzi Sabbat type is Hanra Ena Mammon. So that could be the Machlokes in our Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to offer three other Pshatim in the Machlokes. Nothing to do with our Mishnah. Like the Kula Alma Taivas Hanoah in a moment. Doesn't have any monetary ship right. So what if he doesn't have a monetary ship right, so then why doesn't he have to pay? Why doesn't he have to pay? Why does he have to pay for the extra? How come my punish lay hormukamiflagi? Now the Gemara here doesn't explain the answer. The Gemara here says in Peretz that doesn't answer the question. That it wasn't separated yet when the Ganav stole it. Fact the Gemara, who cares? He tried to say, no, I ain't a mama, Mali Hormu, Mali Hormu, Mali Hormu. Who cares? What is that answer? Now, the Gemara here doesn't bother giving shot. The Gemara moves on to the next answer. The Rush brings down that the Gemara in Kedushin makes sense of it. What happened was a Kayan had it. The Kayan had his own grain. He had not separated Truma yet. And he died, and Yisrael, his grandson, inherited it. Does the Yisrael have to give it to a Kayan or not? He inherited it from his grandfather who was allowed to keep it. But he was only allowed to keep it if the Truma was separated. If the Truma wasn't separated, it's Tevel. So that's the Machlokes. If you hold Matanish Lehormu Kibisha Hormu, we say the Kayan already had the Truma. He owned it, and therefore his grandson inherited it. So it belonged to his grandson. So the Ganav has to pay. But if you hold it's not like it was separated, he didn't have the Truma yet. All he had was Tevel. Grandson inherited Tevel. He has a chiyuv to give Truma. It's not his, because he doesn't inherit the Truma, because it wasn't Truma yet. Therefore, the Ganav would not have to pay for it. So that's the second shot. But we don't have it in our Gemara. We have it in our Rush. That's why that question, I think, said Rush on it for this answer.
Does the grandson have to get the chiyuv to give Truma, you think?
He has to, if you hold what can be so horrible, then he has to give the truma tarkayin. He doesn't know. He got tevel. Tevel has to be separated.
Says Rush.
I know. I wrote Rush
the other
day. Well, the truth is for the next Gemara also. The next parrot in the Gemara is Elohim the time of the Rebbe Kansur Abana the Garam Kiloyhnoid. The Rush is the one that says that there's two terutzim here.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
If you read the Gemara, you would think it's one teretz. So you need the Rush for this as well. And the third teretz is that really Taimatana is not Mammon. And therefore he should only pay the chulin. The reason that Rebbe makes him pay for the whole thing is to punish the Ganav. That's teretz number three. And teretz number four is that really Taimat Hana is Mammon, and he should pay the whole thing. Except Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda punishes the owner. Now this is a fourth teretz. Without the Rush, you wouldn't see this as two terutzim. That's why I wrote Rush. This has nothing to do with our Mishnah. The only pshat that had to do with our Mishnah was the first pshat. That's the machlokes time to say, or not mammon. Now we're just offering different pshatim in that machlokes. Nothing to do with our Mishnah. Rav Amar teretz on our Mishnah.
It's Rabbi
Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. I don't type the test, and I don't even see it after it's typed. So
I have the paper just for proof that he. You
really
did it right.
Thank you. I should keep the evidence.
Yeah.
Rabbi Amar, Shaini Truma, he says Shat in our Mishnah. When a guy bans all Kahanim Leviim, he's being mafker his Taivas Hana. So really, Taivas Hana is Mammon. But when you're banning every Kayan and every Levi, so then you gave up your Taivas Hana. It's like you made it Hefker. So therefore, they're not taking from you. Shiny truma, the high no time at Yitlo Akorkoi, from the truma, the Kaisel Kahanim, the Kibin the Asil Mitzra, Lai Shavi Asram, by Asin and all Kahanim, so he made it dirty with him after it. Dr. Mishnah Bait, the Kainim Shani Isa, Biaba, Biavicha, Abiyaki, Abiyachicha, any Yoga Lahabri can't be made for him. Because it's not Beiner Lebeina, she doesn't want to do for somebody else, it doesn't affect them directly, it's indirectly, but not directly, and it's not Inu Nefesh. Shani Isa, Picha, and it's Arch Lahabri, she's Meshubin, and the Shibut breaks the netter. We already are educated to know that it's a Drabbanon strengthening of a Shibut, because we learned later that Shibut, it doesn't break a netter. Netter breaks a Shibut, but Drabbanon strengthens the Shibut. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Yafer Shematad of all of Yaisim and Aroyaloi. He should be made for because there's some money that she keeps. And that's if she overworks herself, she keeps the money and it's going to get mixed in and it's impossible to separate. It'll kick in then. And the Gemara will explain why it's not a davar shel bali yoylam, but the asura alav it should be asur on him. Amr Shmuel loch gabi echem benuri. In fact, the Gemara, the member of the Savar Shmuel, the Magdus Savar Shmuel bali yoylam, Shmuel hold you can be Magdus Savar Shmuel bali yoylam or mini. A Magdus maizhi day yishtai. If somebody is Magdus, his wife's earnings, I was a wife of Echelos, and he's not giving her, as the Rush explained, he's not giving her allowance. So therefore, since he's not giving her allowance, she can keep her earnings to get the food. La Meiser, however, the extras, which is instead of the food that he gets, I'm sorry, the allowance is for the food, and the extras, the Mokasa Vesachas Meisia Deha, the allowance is for the earnings, and the food, it's for the extras, right? And he's not giving her allowance, so therefore she can keep her maizia deha. And the maizer, which goes to him because he is feeding her, because the mayor says he can be magdish it, even though it's hegdish, because meaning it's not hegdish now, it'll be hegdish later on, because Rabbi Shlomo Yoylam, Rabbi Yechon Sandler says, Ein other Magdish Rabbi Shlomo Yoylam, Rabbi Shlomo Yoylam, Rabbi Yechon Sandler, Alma Ein other Magdish Rabbi Shlomo Yoylam. V'chitei Miki Kamar Lachan Kabiach Manuri Al Adafu De Kamar. He's just saying that the extra belongs to the husband. Leim Halachan Kabiach Manuri Al Adafu. Inami Halachan Kitana Kama. Inami Ein Halachan Kabiach Manuri Al Adafu. There's different ways of expressing this. Halam Rav Yosef, Shani Kanamas, Hayav Adam Maitse Peretz Chaveri Alav, Aisha Nami Davish Labali Olam Alav. That there's a difference between Kinyan and Kanamas. Kanamas, since you can answer somebody else's item on you, you can answer Davish Labali Olam also. One of the two has to be yours. Either you're the object of the netter, or the object belongs to you that you're answering on somebody else. Either you're answering yourself in something, or you're answering something you own on somebody else. But one of the two has to be yours. Either you're the person that's becoming answer, or you're answering your object on somebody else. But if you can't answer Reuven's item on Shimon, you don't own the item, you don't own the person. Yes, I can answer. If I'm here, I can answer something else. If the object is mine, I can answer something. But if I'm not involved, then the object is not mine. I can't answer it. Davish Labali Olam is like the object is not mine. So if I'm trying to answer Davish Labali Olam on somebody else, that's answering Reuven's item on Shimon. I can't do that. She didn't magnish her earnings. She magnishes the right in her hand for her earnings. The Yodayim Yisnu Bailam. That's in the world. It's still not chal. Why does he have to be made for? It's not chal.
It's here.
What is
it true? It's her hands are here.
But it's not chal. She has a shibud. The shibud is now. It kicks in when she gets divorced.
What kind of answer is that?
Keep
him together.
She gets divorced.
It's obvious.
Keep him together.
She has a nap.
Well, that's what Gemara is going to say. The Gemara wants to say that it should work for post-divorce because of the following analogy. The Gemara is going to try many analogies to prove that it doesn't work. Because the Gemara is going to try to make an analogy, says it's different, they're going to try a whole bunch. Amar Abila, I'm selling you a field, when I buy it back, the guy says it should become Hegdish. So we see that a person can do something, make something Hegdish in the future. So same thing here, she can make a nether for the future. That's because he can do it now. You should be able to hagdish ma'aseh yadav. Can she do it now? So it's not an analogy. Now, the Rosh learns that the Gemara never really had an havaminus. It's like working through all the possibilities you can think of to get to the kasha. Ella, lo'ayimil chaveira, if anything, it's similar to the other case. So there's usha mechayti loch. It's already sold to you. So we hear she's married to him. The shibud's there. So how can it work for later? It's davar shel bali olam. Maskul Rapapa, me dummy. Still not an analogy. Gabe's vida psika musayu. She sold it, it's nothing in here. Here, Gabe, you should be psika musa. She does own her hands. True, there's a shibud, but she's not out of the picture. It's like collateral. When I redeem it, it should become hegdish. Be like Hacha.
In the case of
when
he sold the field, clearly no one would say that.
Exactly, you can't. So we want to say that she's like sold her hands. But it's not true. Her hands are hers. Just as she, but it's like more like a mashkin. There he could redeem it at any point. Therefore, he has a right to be magdish. He should be other his garage. The Gemara tries this one. Because for 10 years, he can't redeem it. He can make it hegdish after 10 years. And he can't do it now. Zog to Gemara Maskel Ravashi, be dummy, or some kiss. At least after 10 years, he gets it back. Isha, Miyaslik Tzusa, she might never get divorced. She has no right to the divorce.
Did he say that the 10-year thing, he actually can do that?
Yeah, that's why I think he can, because since after 10 years, he'll be able to redeem it. It is Bali Island because of the right he has to redeem it after 10 years.
So it's here now?
He has some right to it now. It's his. The item is his. It has collateral on it. But the collateral is removable collateral. Granted, not now, but in a while. Whereas by a woman, it's not removable by her. The answer is, Neder is like Hekdish Aguf. There's a difference between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf is not redeemable, therefore it breaks Shibud. Kedushas Damim is redeemable, therefore all the guy has to do is give Hekdish a dollar and take it.
To the Rav, and then the guy's off the hook, or he's loaded.
He paid, took the Hekdish. He got paid by taking it.
So Hekdish got
hit. Because he really shouldn't have been given to Hekdish. There's a lien on it. Okay, the only reason you're giving Hekdish a dollar is that it shouldn't look bad. Look, the rabbi, I'm a rabbi, Hekdish, Lucius Agov, Chametz, you gave your Chametz as collateral to a guy. Shikru, you freed your Eved Kanani after it was collateral. Mavkimid Shibud. So we see that Nether breaks the Shibud. Frank the Gemara, Yachi the Rosh is Gairus, Yachi. The Rosh is Gairus is, Yachi. Ligdish Mahashta. So why doesn't it work right away? Let it break the Shibud. Dr. Gemara, Amu Rabbanon, the guys who Rosh is Gairus, Lishibud of the Baal. They strengthened it. But it's not Pshat, it's not Chal. It's Chal, and Rabbanon said ignore it. Right? Rabbanon said ignore it, but it's there. Therefore, it's not called the Davar Shleba Liyalam. What's the problem?
No, I'm just trying to get
Musar. We're giving Musar? We don't learn Musar on Sundays. Sundays, there's no Musar. Only Monday through Friday.
What's there, though? What's Chal being?
The Hekdish is Chal. The Neder is Chal.
The
Rabbana said, ignore it. Dr. Mishnah. Nadra Ishtai, Vesavish, and Nadra Bitai. Nadra Bitai, Vesavish, and Nadra Ishtai. Got the wrong person. And the reason you have three cases is one is a mistake in the person, one is a mistake in the type of neder, and one is a mistake in the item of the neder. And each one is a chiddush, that's called a mistake. Remember the Yoni Aitza Dafku, you have to know who you're being made for, and you have to know what you're being made for. Look, I'll be kroim by Kriya. By doing Kriya on a mace, Rahman al-Wiflam. Siv al-Aw, says al-Aw, right? And the Siv al-Chol, Vayanis Sibinai, but I normally made some of the Kriya, Sibinai, Yazi, Zay Kriya. So we see he doesn't have to know. I'm really like, gosh, I'm a Stam, Hubba Mafarish. There it's talking about, he did it, Stam. He thought it was somebody, but he was never told, ever said that he's doing it for somebody. Hubba Mafarish, what he said, that he's doing for that he was told it's that person. Matanya, Amalei Meitz Aviv Mekoyim Akadimtsa Benai Lo Yatsi Dei Kriya. Zaraya, Amalei Meitz Lei Meitz Uksaver Aviv Hu Mekoyim Akadimtsa Benai Yatsi Dei Kriya. So therefore, our Mishnah is talking about he was told it was Ishtai, not that he thought it was Ishtai. That's the first evidence.
You know, it's not clear
for tomorrow,
right? The Mishnah is not clear.
That no, the Mishnah does not say it. Correct. The Rosh says in Beferish, Vasnisim, Mefarish, and Mefer, Leishta, Benim, Tzizbit. Ravashi Amar, Kambatek, De Dibur, Kalachik, De Dibur.
Did that?
Yeah, we did that. I read the Gemara, yes. I didn't do the Rosh. I said, I didn't get. The test is up to there. We'll start again tomorrow. Everybody's having one.